Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Thinking, Chris, shrinking, nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking, honorary degrees from Lincoln, I cross borders like those sheikins and do albums in a weekend, I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling, I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all seeking, them lies and them liars, I still make flyers, I still ride bands and say MC to hire, I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face, then you got them rappers with that cold broke face, they torn around the world, then they going no place, my KRS one moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop fronting.
Do you think
they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals, what a spectacle, they get mad when I say I and God are identical, you better get on your knees and praise them, these conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too, ooh, deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew, I'm known by all the kids, I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did, people don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid, me getting bullshit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did, from coast to coast, we roasting toast, I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close,
do
you think they really ready for you now? That there'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn early? So proudly we hailed at the twilight land's gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through oh,
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
sing along.
Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain, rain with a harmony, oh, liberty. Let our rejoices rise high, loud as the Georgia.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Medrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
If old John was here, after going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
Don't wanna go.
nothing. But I declare to you that I know he's able. Does anybody know he's able? He's able. He's able to keep that that you've committed unto him against that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Nobody but
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus. Let me hear you call him. Let me hear you call him.
Little
squad that was watching them, clocking them, thinking about stopping them, 9 milli cocking them. Who's this nigga walking through my neighborhood? He fits all the specifics of criminal statistics. He looks suspicious. 911, what's your emergency? A black man walking through my hood perfectly. Stay calm, it's a slow Trayvon, but he wanna be the hero, so he put his cape on. George Zimmerman, neighborhood block captain, loaded clock strapped in, fake cop has been, got out the car, knowing what the cops ask him. They always get away, this time that will not happen.
Human beings in a mind, what's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive, alright, alright, or just for a while.
George Zimmerman didn't take his Ritalin, drunk off adrenaline, says he's making the citizens arrest. Trayvon looks at him vexed. I just walked to the store, nothing more, nothing less. Just steps from his home, he ignores his request. George grabs him, Trayvon swings and connects. Starts screaming out for help, but Zimmerman sees a threat. So he pulls out his gun and he points it at his chest. He fires, but he misses. Trayvon pleads for forgiveness. I didn't do nothing, this is senseless. But George Zimmerman was so vicious, he made sure the second shot hit him. No survivor, no witness. Trayvon never gave his cousins the skittles. Mr. All-Star game, didn't see another dribble. And George Zimmerman wasn't even arrested. The message is only white life is protected in America.
Center Police Department, lines being recorded.
Now let's put it all in perspective before the outrage burns out misdirected. What can we do so our community's protected? I believe that should be our main objective. While we full of rage and we wanna make a difference, let's do more than protest. Let's make a commitment to be proactive, not just emotional reacting. Move like G, never passive. Organize state teams, martial arts classes. Get to the gun range and make your aim active. Self-defense is a must by any tactic. Security protocol, make it a daily practice. They say I look suspicious, I get it all the time. Pro-black face tatted when they drop dime. Follow me, get on your jack, tell them to come get me. You better get your gun, you be the judge, jury. We gotta make better war moves. Police the pigs, polish our own tools. Fight back, become a force to be reckoned. Let them feel the consequence, pulling that weapon. They do what they wanna do, who they think they can. In a stand, it's no respect for the black man. What's the solution? The ballot of the bullet, G. Give me that pistol, that vote never give us. I tell the young people, go ahead, protest. Petitions, picket signs, citizens arrest. Just know we get war, so get your game face on. Hoodie on, I bomb first, betray law.
I'm tired of the marching, the rally, and the protesting. We hooping and hollering, still we getting no justice. To Daniel Diallo, Bell, Grant, and Trayvon. It's a free mix on your radio station. Turn it up so you could drown out all the media hype. We plot, planning, and strategizing, ready to fight. The government ain't gonna stop it as long as they make a profit off our criminalization. Our people gonna be target. Justin sipping Wendell Allen, who gon' be next? Fuck the talking, get some power, then we get some respect. When I die, don't put me on a shirt, my nigga. Be a revolutionary, make them hurt, my nigga. That's a quote from New York Money, that's my RBG family. Sick man, Mike Flow, most justice insanity. Cause we do the same thing, expecting different results. I'm checking the vital signs, but I ain't getting no post.
Peace, a view from a true D perspective. These mic machines to pose all the questions. Say your point in here to uphold justice, but it get denied, yo, they cheat and they lie, folks. Hate views, fake moves, and wild hostile. Young black world in a struggle for survival. Great stress and effect, disrespect, disconnect. Dirt and wise, these skittles and nice teeth. Gunshots and blood to break the night breeze. The several point the judge, it might be Nazis. Insecurity, identity doubt. You think that they see a neighbor, they see a villain is out. Instead of answer, it was random police movement and conclusive confusion. The present news clips, callous bullshit. Every talking head is clueless. Many circle channels stupid. Sick in the town, we know it's been that. It's time to fix that for every place we live at. Put in work where we are to change the whack track. They make you holler in the hour where they say that. They shootin', made you die. I act as if the murder innocence is not crime. Killers on the run, watch them and your time's up. Mr. Murderer, where you hiding at? They shootin', made you die. To act as if the murder innocence is not crime. Killers on the run, watch them and your time's up. I hope you hear this right where you hide that. Chase! Trayvon.
Who are you?
Trayvon. Trayvon.
Who are you?
Trayvon.
If you're 17 and you wearing a hoodie, you're on the phone talking to your shorty. Make no mistake, there's one like you in every city. You know the story. He gon' creep up from behind, have you leave her before your time. By the time Popo show up, he gon' say he was so scared that he shot you up.
He could have been the next president. He could have been the next Steve Jobs. He could have been the next astronaut. So one day we get justice.
We won't stop.
Neighborhood watch out. If you 17 with a hoodie on, watch out for the neighborhood watch out.
Feel for you if you 17.
Neighborhood watch out.
To tell you something right now, right now, right now. I'm going to take a commercial break, but check this out. It's almost the holidays. In about 9 days, my homegirl, Dana, will be free, and she's on the line. I'll see you, Dana. I'll be with you 1 second after this commercial break, everybody.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as 20 bucks a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes, with no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
347-838-9825, Jimmy Underground Radio Network. I'm in full effect. I'm about to bring my lady Dana up in the building. What's going on, Dana? What's happening? A long time no hear from. How about you boycott me because of Obamacare?
No, why would I boycott you because of Obamacare? Obamacare is a good idea.
Yeah, you know I'm just saying how the Democrats. Anyway, what's going on with your countdown, lady? I heard you about to be out of service in a minute. What's happening with that?
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I don't know. You know, it ain't over until it's over. But supposedly I got a couple more days left.
Well, I do feel that's beautiful because I do feel that it's a brand new direction. You know, people have had their first, yesterday was the first day of the term, petitions in, today the second day. You all got to Monday. I know I'm not turned mine in. I'm going to take them down there the last day. I'm a last day Negro, people, because I ain't trying to give you all that ample time to be knocking me off the ballot. So anyway, Dan, what's new? What's good? How's it been going on? I ain't heard from you in a minute. I've been missing you. What's up?
Oh, I know. I've been trying to get my stuff together so I can prepare to move on to the next phase of my life.
Okay, is the next phase of your life stalking down George Zimmerman? Is the next phase of your life making sure that he gives prosecuted this time for
You know what, that man, it's ridiculous. They say cats have 9 lives. Apparently he's got more than that. It's just ridiculous how much this man is allowed to get away with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
It is ridiculous.
That's true.
Like I said, obviously he's got the Who's Your Daddy defense working for him. And nobody can really do anything about that. Obviously the law doesn't count when it comes to some.
Let's look at it like this, Dana. How do you think those jurors feel now that he's free and he has been on a domestic violence tear? Now, most of those jurors were women. You feel where I'm coming from? I wonder how do they feel right now knowing that they let a man, a habitual woman beater out on the street, not only a habitual woman beater, because a lot of people be beating on their women, but a habitual woman beater that pulls a gun on his woman twice. I wonder how they feel about that. What do you think about that, Dana?
You know what? Honestly, I can't say how they feel. Hopefully they're ashamed. I mean, because if it was me and if I did something like that, then I would feel terrible. You know what I mean? But
right.
But I can't say how. Obviously, again, he's just proven that he did whatever he wanted to do and that he can continue to violate the law. He's proving that the law does not matter when it comes to him. And he's also
right.
proven that he is dangerous with a weapon in his hand. So stand your ground has nothing to do with the victim. It has everything to do with him trying to do whatever he wants to do and harm whomever he wants to harm. It's sad.
How did you feel when you heard the information that he had, was in trouble again? What was the first thing that went through your mind?
I wasn't surprised. My mother used to tell me when we were kids, the water always keeps its own level. And he's doing what he does. He's breaking the law, just like he did when he gunned down and hunted and stalked and killed Trayvon Martin. The law did not apply, and he's proven that the laws don't matter. So of course, with him breaking the law again, it's just some more of the same, if you ask me. What's the difference of him pulling the gun on his girlfriend and him gunning down Trayvon? Oh, yeah, that's right. Trayvon is dead.
Trayvon is dead. That's true. That's true. Speaking of Trayvon Martin, has anybody ever found out what's up with his girlfriend? Has anybody ever found out what happened to her? Did she ever get, did Tom Jordan ever come through that scholarship for her? Did she ever get
No,
her,
I didn't
ever
think about that.
You know, everybody was like feeling poor, fat black woman. I forgot her name now. Precious. No, I call her Precious Ebony. That was my call her Precious. I just wanted to know what was the follow-up with her, and I wonder what went down with that. But if you are a female juror and you thought she was doing her justice by letting George Zimmerman off because you felt that, well, if you might have been racist, let's say that, you might have racist views. How do you feel now being a woman knowing that he's out putting a shotgun, pistols in women's head, threatening them and beating him up? As a woman, I wish someone would question the jurors right now as a woman to see how they feel about allowing this man to be loose on the streets because of this. You see where I'm coming from?
Right. I agree 100%. They had the opportunity to do something about his crime, and they didn't do it. And there's no other way to describe it other than the fact that he committed the crime because he did. So they had an opportunity to have him face, you know, the punishment for the crime that he committed, and they chose to let him go. So they could hang their heads in shame because had it not been for them, he would not be on the streets and he would not continuously be violating the law with weapons. I mean, this man is just the biggest example of a fool that you can find. He is just one of the biggest examples of a fool that you can find. How are you going to get off for murder and then go around putting guns on people's faces and threatening people with guns? He's got to be crazy. Oh, let me not say that because that will be his next defense he tries to use.
Well, he's out on bond.
He's one of the biggest examples of a fool that you will find.
That is true.
And the reason I say that is because... because he was given the get-out-of-jail-free card. He
right.
got a pass when he didn't deserve it. And instead of sitting back, being quiet, relaxing, and hoping things will blow over, no, that's not what he does. He goes out and shows and laughs in everybody's face. He goes and proves to them that he should have been put in jail and then laughs because he wasn't.
Yeah.
So he's taking it easy. He is making mockery, and he is continuing to make a mockery of the judicial system. He's doing what George Zimmerman likes to do. In other words.
Right. Well, that is true. But I wonder how long will he go around loose, because he is loose now. He is loose. And
well, you got to think, how many times has he been arrested since then? Four?
successful in twice so far. Twice so far. Now this is different. This is different from OJ. Quite different from OJ. OJ was arrested. OJ went to court. Was Zimmerman in jail or was he walking the streets?
Okay, so
I don't know.
Anybody
say Dana, let me ask you a question, Dana. When all the hubbub above and the rubble rube, of George Zimmerman happened, he never spent no time, like no nights in jail, did he?
Right, that's what I was going to say. Let's do a comparison of O.J. Simpson and George Zimmerman, right? George Zimmerman,
right.
We know for a fact, killed Trayvon, right? There's no doubt about it. He killed Trayvon. O.J. Simpson was charged with a crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
O.J. Simpson went to jail for trying to steal back his own stuff. George Zimmerman got nothing for murder, right? George Zimmerman then threatens his girlfriend in her house. Again, he gets nothing. O.J. Simpson was sued, and all his money was taken and given to the family of the Goldman family, even though he was found not guilty. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like there are some disparities in this judicial system. Now, I don't know why there's a big difference in punishment for the crime. You know, I can just say that there has been a big difference in the punishment for the crime.
That is true. That is so true. And it's difficult for you to understand. Let me ask this question, Dana. Dana. Now, was you in Chicago when Harold Washington passed away, or was you overseas at the time?
In Chicago.
You're in Chicago.
I will
okay.
never forget. I was in Chicago.
Tell me about that. Tell me about your feelings. Before I ask you about your feelings, let Jimmy Lee vent right now. And this vent is sponsored by. This vent is sponsored by. The great company of, I don't know, I can't think of it, White Bird. This is just the White Bird. This is sponsored by the Owls of the White Man. This is sponsored by the White Owls. This comment, this rant is sponsored by the White Owls. Now, for those people in Chicago, not you, Dana, for those people in Chicago who want to rip and rave and feel that since the death of Harold Washington and the Tim Evans, Eugene Sawyer, hubbub above, destroyed Black Chicago and blacks never got together. I would like to remind you all that Black Chicago got together to elect John Strowger when he was fighting off Horace Claypool and when he passed away to reelect his son. Let me tell you something, Dana. I get tired of everybody saying that the Tillmans are the reason why Black Chicago is messed up because we made Daley mayor for 30 years when everybody black, when 3, 4, 5 black people keep running against Daley every year, and Daley won, how many wards did he won every year? He won every black ward every year. But I want to say that, I just want to throw that out there. And Mama, I know you're listening. Hey, Mama, fuck the motherfucker. They're dominators. That was that being said. Now, all that being said, Mr. Robinson, where were you at when you heard that Harold Washington passed away, and how did you feel, and what was your reaction?
Okay. I worked for Carson Peary Scott. There was a telemarketing division that I was working for there when Harold Washington died. So I'll never forget, I was watching the news, and they said that Harold Washington died, and so I was devastated. And my boss just happened to come into the area where I was working, and I said to her, "Oh, my God, did you hear that Harold Washington died?" And she was like, really? And I said, yeah, it's so sad. And she said, wait a minute, what did you say? I said, Harold Washington died. She said, Harold the dishwasher? And I said, no. And she was like, oh, okay. I thought it was Harold the dishwasher.
She said, Harold the dishwasher.
Wait a minute. And I quit my job that day. I walked out of there, and I did not work for that company. I didn't come back to that company ever again.
Because she said, Harold the dishwasher.
Because when it was Harold the dishwasher that she thought passed, it made a difference. But when it was Harold Washington, the mayor, it didn't matter. And so because I was a huge fan and am still a huge fan of Harold Washington and everything he stood for and everything he did for the city, then, you know, I just didn't feel that I wanted to be a part of a company that that didn't care about whether or not he was killed or if he passed. So that's
wow.
What I'll never forget the day that Harold Washington died.
Yeah, everybody can remember where they was at that time. I ain't gonna say it was like the death of Kennedy, but very, I know it was the death of Kennedy, but it was very, very moving and tranquil. I did a little show on it, you know, and then I did a little comment on Matt McGill because they want to throw out, like, since that happened, Black never get together. Man, Matt, you can go somewhere, and we will see each other, homie. No diss. We all good. It's all gravy. Let me take a little quick break, Dan. I'm going to come back with you. We're going to talk some more about this little Trayvon Martin hookup. But this is my new, this is my mama new theme song. Everybody who's hating on Dorothy Tillman, it's Billy Preston. Excuse me, this is Billy Paul. It's Am I Black Enough For You? Be right back to you, Dana.
I'm a you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Clépas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh, and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance. With her soon-to-be-released paranormal novel, Ephraim is giving us a brand new insight into this genre. Find her books on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever books are sold.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Risen, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Risen offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona room or Haitian room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Risen. Visit us online at phoenixrisen.com.
Back with my girl. And it's about to get out the white man's world. Dana from in from undisclosed location. In the undisclosed location. Anyway, Dana, now that George Zimmerman now is free. Now that, like I told you last time I talked to you, crazy man Sean, that the Democrats are going to bounce on Obama on his health care. Now, Jeff Rose and Lewis out. What else is new? Let me see anything else that passed this past week. Last week. Anything I missed?
Again, it just goes to show you that, that people aren't interested in doing what's right for all. Instead, that just shows that this country still has selfish motives. Why wouldn't somebody want another person to have access to health care?
It's not about that. See, here's the deal,
Dana. It is about that. That's all
it is.
No, Dana.
It's not about that because both Republicans and Democrats both agree with you.
No, it's bull. It's bull. People are just using this as a platform to try to make him look bad. And it's sad. I read something the other day that said that there has been a total of 168 filibusters in the history of the United States presidency. In every president in the history of the United States, there has been a total of 168 filibusters. Almost half of those filibusters were done to this president. Now, you mean to tell me that before him, out of, what is he, like the 48th president, the 50th president?
Well, you
so
know,
the
so
other
Dana,
47 or 49
people
presidents?
People forget about all the
49 presidents averaged two in their entire presidency of 4 years. This man is averaging 10 more than 10 per year of every term that he's serving.
But
how
Dana,
is that
I'm going to go here.
Dana,
it's called politics because when George Bush was in office.
It's called BS, Jimmy, is what it's
but
called.
I would agree with you, and I'm glad you was just as mad at the same time when the Democrats have the Senate and the Congress, and George Bush had to wait the special session to get his appointments across because the Democrats held them up too. See, we only got about a one president memory. Everybody forget about the last president and deal with the next president. What I'm saying is
no. It's called BS, Jimmy. You know what I mean?
I would agree with you, Dana. No, Dana, you're right. It is BS and it's propaganda. What the Democrats have done. And what,
no, it's not no Democrats, no. Jimmy. It's not Democrats.
It's the society.
It's Republicans, too. Are you kidding me? Anytime the Democrats shut down government,
I'm not kidding you. Let's say this. No, what I was saying is this.
It's not Democrats. It's bull.
8 years, Dana. Obama been president. Listen.
It goes to prove to you that these politicians that have been elected into office are not responsible and they do not care about their constituents that they have been elected to serve.
I agree with you. But check this out. Some constituency wants you to stand up there and block something in filibuster, i.e. Cruz. But the point I was coming at is this, Dana. Right now, Republicans be filibustering the whole of Barack Obama. Back then, Democrats be filibustering the whole of George Bush. It all depends on who's in office.
But what I'm saying to you is, George Bush
I agree with you, Dan, it's wrong both ways.
George Bush averaged maybe four filibusters, Jimmy? President Obama has, what, like 80-something? Are you kidding me?
Well, Dana.
He has almost half of every president in this entire United States. Wait a minute, you're talking about 100 years of presidents, he has gotten more filibusters than 100 years of presidents in less than two terms. How is that possible?
The reason why George Bush had that many because he said, fuck it, I'll wait till the special session. And then I point them out the Congress is out of session. Because George Bush had a record number of appointees that was pointed when Congress out of session. There's no way that can account for why this man has had more filibusters in the history of the United States. Dana, all you got to do is take a page from George Bush and wait till the Congress out of session. Let me tell you. He ain't got
to
have...
All he has to do is realize that prejudice does not transcend the office of the president, does not transcend the bias, and the prejudice that's in this United States. That's what he needs
he
to realize.
He got two more years, Dana. And the law's been changed, and it goes Barack Obama way. But when somebody else said you don't like, can you utilize those rules? Don't be screaming foul. No.
Look
I mean,
at the filibuster's over, Dana. He's got 80-something filibusters. Then that means
Dana,
in 2 more years, he's going to average about 20-some more. So that means that he's going to have over 100.
He's going to have more than one quarter than every president over 100 years worth of presidents.
That is bull.
He will. Hey, Dana, that's true.
That is
bull. He will hold the record. Dana, that is so true because you hold the record because now the number that you're naming will be the last number of that number because they changed the law. Who would think that when Mr. Smith goes to Washington, when he stood up because there was something he disagreed with the administration and had long-ass filibusters. Those days are over now. So you are correct. Barack Obama will go down in history as that. Now, when another president comes in and his party is in the majority, the minority will not have a chance to stop because they killed a 100-something-year rule. They knocked rid of a 100-something-year rule out of the way. It's over now, Dan. The law is gone. The law is over now. And whatever it is, it is.
And now hopefully this rule will help to improve politics.
But you know
Senate
something?
Is the one that came up with that
George
Bush
had that, listen, if that law was been in effect with George Bush, people would have been tripping about his appointments. Right now, Dana, I agree with you again that he had more in the history of the United States. We had 48 presidents. Listen, we had 48 presidents. Barack Obama got the most. It got to be racism.
I will give you that. Don't just say he got the most, like he had five and somebody else had four.
He had the most in history. Let's go, Dana.
All 48, when added together, had a total of about 86. And then him, by himself, had 82. We're not talking about, Jimmy, you got four and I got five, so I got the most. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a number that proves that there is a disparity.
If Barack Obama was Hillary Clinton, would you say it's because they've been sexist?
Dana. Respect for the leader to not even have bias. That just proves that these people don't have no responsibility.
All of them should all be removed, the Democrats and Republicans, because they did the same thing to George Bush. And that's why George Bush said, everybody has short-term, Dana. We all got short-term memory.
They did not do the same thing to...
Do you know why, Dana? Let me tell you, because George Bush was smarter than Barack Obama. Let me tell you what George Bush did, Dana, before I go blue room. George Bush said this. Okay, since y'all are holding up my appointments, I'm going to wait till Congress is out of session, and then I'm going to appoint them anyway. Now, in the history of appointments that presidents have made outside of Congress, without Congress approving them, George Bush, who just left out of office, has the most. Do you know why? Because the Democrats... If Barack Obama was real, Dana, you can make every excuse in the world for it that you want to. All Barack Obama has to do is this.
You can try to justify it all you want to.
I'm not justifying, Dana. No, I'm not justifying.
From the first president, George Washington, to the last president, George Bush, if you add every president together to see if there was enough filibusters if they had more filibusters than President Obama, what you're going to find is that when you add every president that was in the history of the United States, that he had almost exactly the same. So him, one man, compared against 40, is that possible? How is that possible and it wasn't done on purpose?
What does it say about our country, Dana? If you're applying as racism, what does it say about our country?
I'm not implying, I am stating.
What does that say about our country?
I'm saying it for a fact.
If there's only about 46 blacks in Congress and 2 blacks in the Senate, That means you all fucked up.
What does that have to do with anything?
No,
what
I mean, no, they run the world. No, Dana, if they make the law.
Anything,
no, Dana, Dana.
When,
no,
when
Dana,
so
Dana, if they make the laws, Dana. Okay, Dana, if they make the laws, then they have everything to do with it. They have everything to do with it. They make the laws, Dana. But I'm trying to
it's
say
ridiculous.
This,
it's ridiculous. It's
Dana,
ridiculous.
Dana,
and I tell
I'm
you
not,
what,
well,
at some point
say,
I can only hope, I can only hope that we move past the I'm a politician and get to I'm a person that's representing the people, which is what I was elected to do. That's what I'm hoping we can move forward. Because what we have right now is bull, and it's shameful, is what it is. It's shameful, and it proves that politics does not transcend, again, the bias and the discrimination of this United States. And this is the year 2013.
Okay. Okay. Now, well, what I'm trying to say is this. I'm going to give you the 86 over all 86. I'm not going to argue that, Dana. All I'm going to say
is. It's a fact. It's a fact.
Okay, Dana. It's a fact. Now, it's a fact, Dana, that George Bush made more appointees in special session than any president in history. That's a fact.
But what does that have to do with the fact that these people are
let
so
me
biased?
Tell you what it has to do, Dana. Allow me to explain.
Go ahead.
Would you like to know what? Would you like to know what it has to do with it, Dana? Let me tell you what it has to do with it, Dana. I'm gonna tell you what it has to do with it, Dana, because George Bush had a couple of filibusters, and he realized I'm not going through with this. I will just appoint them in special session. I'm not going to deal with Congress. Now, check this out. Barack Obama can do the same thing, too. He ain't got to go through Congress. He went to Congress out of session and then have a special session appointment, just like George Bush do. He's playing politics, too, so people get amped up and says racism. And he wants those people to
know what?
He can do the same thing George Bush did. All I'm saying is, Dana, I'm gonna give you the 86.
I'm gonna tell you what I hope.
Dana, I'm gonna give Dana. I'm gonna give you the 86. Dana, it's a fact. Dana, it's a fact that he had 86 filibusters. That's a fact. It's a fact that George Bush had more appointees without Congress than any president in history.
I'm gonna tell you what I hope.
It's a fact.
I have never seen in this history, in my entire life, I have never seen so many irresponsible politicians in office. Here's what I'm hoping. There's about to be an election soon. I'm hoping that anybody that does not represent, I don't know if you're new to me or not, but I'm going to tell you what I'm hoping. I hope that anybody that is not representing their constituents, I hope they are elected out of office. So there's somebody else that can come in that will hopefully be responsible. That's what I'm hoping.
Right. Well, listen, Dana. You know I love you. So listen, what I'm going to do is hold on. I ain't got this up here. We're going to finish talking, Dana. I ain't got to talk up yet. Finish talking. What are you saying? You said something.
I
could talk.
I'm hoping that anybody that is irresponsible and cannot represent the people, I'm hoping that they have to get out of office. Because you know what? We don't have time for schoolyard politics because we got people's lives on the line. We don't have time for, I'm sorry, it's my toy, you go home. We don't have the time for that kind of politics anymore. We need some responsible people in office because you know what? This world is suffering. People are suffering. While they're playing this game, you're not part of my party, so guess what? I'm not going to agree with you. Well, while they're playing games, I'm going to play games somewhere else because I don't want to play games with my life. I don't want to play games with the laws that I have to abide by. I don't want them playing games with the rules that I'm forced to follow because they are the elected politicians that are supposed to be representing me. So I'm hoping any of them that's not responsible, that it's time for them to go. Hats off, it's a wrap. That's what I'm hoping.
All right, let me quick break for a second, Dana. Why you can cut me down for a minute? Man, Dana's going off.
Yeah. Can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit man, bop the bop, bop it out of bebop, bop the bop, yeah, bass man, come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit man, sound good, yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Promote my congressional campaign.
Now, I know a lot of people trip on me because of the F-bombs I drop. F up. Or the S-bomb I drop like shit. Or the D like damn or what have you. But I'm just real and as the next person. But I started this radio program to be able to give me a vehicle or a voice to reach people. I did not think, Dana, when we had a little membership drive and our you may have been some years ago, you know, all of that, that I would have close to 800,000 listeners. Now, everybody applauding like, yay. No, I want to go platinum. You know, but platinum is going to a million. Gold, I went gold. Gold is 500,000. I'm past gold. But I'm not tripping on that. I'm looking at the time frame, and here I am again, Dana. I'm about to turn my petitions in to become a candidate for the 13th Congressional District. Last time I was telling my audience, I turned him in. I had my homie from the west side run against me and a Caucasian guy from Blue Island. I don't think I might have that many opponents. And I think I'm looking good this time. This time, you done, Dan. I've been waiting on your ass. Now you got a service now. Come help me win. Now what? What's the excuse now? Now what's the excuse now? You got the service now. I lost last time because you weren't on my damn team. Now your ass out of service now. You have a black man. But no, you're talking stuff. But no, I have a team now. Not a team. I have a bunch of quote-unquote black Republicans now running with me in the 6th, 33rd, 34th. I want to say the 2nd. I'm not quite sure. And I'm trying to see what these guys are on. About, out of the ones I named, about 2 or 3 pretty straight pro-black. But I'm just trying to see if I can change the dichotomy here, Ms. Robinson, in Cook County. You know, I'm 40-something years old. I like to say 40-something. That's all you don't get. I'm 40-something years old, right? And all my life, all my life has been in Chicago, Cook County, Democrats. And now, let me tell you what's going on in Chicago, Dana. You ain't been in a minute, right? Everybody's trying to get the drug dealers off their block. Everybody's trying to fight to make sure that they block the state. Now the city has raised your cigarette prices to about $13 on the high end, $10.75 on the low end. It's cheaper to smoke weed than it is to buy cigarettes now in the city. So what has happened now is that the weed man, a.k.a. the crack man, a.k.a. the dope man, has become the cigarette man now. Right, and so what he has done now was the Democrats not there now. I ain't trying to scare you now. What the Democrats in Cook County has done now has made law-abiding citizens become illegal criminals by purchasing illegal cigarettes because the tax high on their cigarettes. You got people saying, "Hey, Dan, do you remember the opening?" I'm going to tell you why, Dana, and I got a joke to tell you. Because the Democrats run City Hall, the Democrats run the county, the Democrats run the state, and they all attack the cigarettes. They all voted to pass it. That's why I said it. Now, hey, Dana, do you remember the opening scene to Beverly Hills Cop?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give you, okay, Dan. What I'm going to do is this. Because you're so lovely and you're so live. I'm going to ask you again. I want you to think about it. Beverly Hills Cop. Do you remember the movie Beverly Hills Cop?
Of course.
And you remember the breakthrough movie. Now, I'm going to play this quick 2-minute interval. I'm going to come back to you. And I want you to tell me, I want you to think about it. I'll give you a little time to think about it. The opening, Beverly Hills Cop first came on, what was Eddie Murphy doing?
All couldn't shake your memory, and I never knew the sweetest love was the first. So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Oh, baby, I've got you to blame, and I'm calling, calling out your name. Oh, he's so fine.
That Dana, and I gave you a couple of times, a minute to think about it. It wasn't 2 minutes, about a minute. Now, in the opening credits of Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy was in the alley with a Mack truck, and in that truck was a bunch of cigarettes, and he was saying, yeah, they got a fake state tax on all that, man. Yeah, it's kind of a secret, yeah. This was happening. Now, the dude came and said, Abraham's a cop. Abraham said, I smell pork. Oh, you a pig, whatever, whatever, whatever. But the point I'm trying to use is to say this is that. Here in Chicago, people are selling illegal cigarettes like the opening scene in Beverly Hills Cop.
But they're selling cigarettes. They're buying cigarettes one at a time because they can't afford to buy the packs because the job situation is so bad.
Oh, no. Dana, we can go to Gary, Indiana, and get you a pack of Newports for $5. And it's selling for $11.75 in Chicago. What you going to do, Dana? What you going to do, Dana? I'll go again. We can go to Gary, Indiana. And get a $5 Dana. I'm just saying. So now the taxes are so high on your cigarettes, and you ain't got no car, you're going to that dope man who got illegal cigarettes. And check it out, Dana. They sell cartons. They say it's $5 in Gary for a box of cigarettes. $10.85 to $11 in the store. On the low end, $13 to $15 downtown a cigarette now. You can buy you a box of cigarettes from an Arab or a dope man for about $8.50 here. So what I'm saying is this, that because of the high taxes on cigarettes, and because of the one-party rule, people are being forced to go to the dope man, Dana, to get a pack of smoke.
Well, Jimmy, it's safe to say that they could always choose not to smoke. Now, they have the right to not go to anybody and buy a cigarette. They could choose not to smoke. So you can't blame the person that they're getting the cigarettes from because they choose to smoke.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is that anytime that a party can make someone go to the dope man for their fix.
This is the kind of stuff I have a problem with. It's rhetoric. Come on, we got to call a spade a spade. No political party is making somebody go down on the corner and buy a cigarette. They're not.
Okay, Dana. There you go. Dana, I'm no longer calling you DC Dana. I'm calling you Democratic Dana. Let me take a quick break. Democratic Dana is on a roll path, everybody. We'll be right back. Diana. Yo, Diana, let me bring back in. We going up and smoke for $15 a pack here in the Shy. We ain't got no. We going to the dope man to get our smokes because a pack of cigarettes costs more than a nickel bag of weed. In Illinois here. That's all I'm saying. That dope, let me tell you something, Dana, real talk. If you come out of Chicago, you'll see that drug business is saying this. They're making more money selling cigarettes than they're doing weed and crack. Not heroin now, but weed and crack. They're making more money off cigarettes than they're making off weed and crack. Ain't that about something?
That just goes to show you there's something bad going on with the cigarettes.
No, ain't about cigarettes. Dan, how about this? They even got counterfeit cigarettes. Counterfeit cigarettes. Now, you can either get the counterfeit cigarettes from the Arab man, or you can get the $2 for $1 from the man who went to Indiana and bought about 15 cartons. Man. They are stopping and arresting black boys on the street because they got more than 2 cartons of cigarettes on them. New drug. I'm just saying, new drug now because 2 for $1. Some people sell 1 loot, and people sell 6 for $1 now.
So
that's
you're
not
saying
bad.
That people are getting arrested for selling cigarettes, for having cigarettes.
Because they're not paying the taxes on the cigarettes. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, right, sit back and look at your toes. What I'm saying is that the Democratic Party here, Miss Lovely Dana, has drove the people in Chicago to the weed man for cigarettes because the prices are too astronomically high. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is that people need to stop smoking. Because
That's what they're hoping.
They're nothing but poison anyway.
Right.
I mean, they're putting things like carpet glue in to make them fire safe. So when people are smoking them, they're smoking fire glue. I mean, carpet glue.
Right.
You know, it's just
they're just
bad. Anytime people would sometimes rather pay money for cigarettes than pay money to buy food. That's bad.
And that's why the illegal dope man comes in and sells you the cigarettes for cheap. So you have that money buying you for food.
He's capitalizing on the fact that people may not have the $7 or $6 or $8, however much they cost. That's all they're doing. They're just capitalizing on a market that they know where you got people that's too young, that smoke cigarettes, they don't want to go buy a pack. They don't see the value in buying the whole pack. Instead, they'd rather buy 5 packs, 25 cents at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So all they're doing is capitalizing on somebody else's habit. You know, I love candy. And so if somebody tried to sell me a piece of penny candy for a dime and I wanted some candy, I'm liable to say, all right, screw it, ain't nothing but a dime, but not realizing that I could buy 10 pieces of penny candy for that dime. So that's what they're doing. They're taking us the price of cigarettes and selling them 1 cigarette at a time, and they're having the opportunity to capitalize on making a profit off of somebody else's habit.
Because, Dana, they're buying the cigarettes in Indiana, and they don't have the state tax on them, and they're selling them. That's what makes it illegal.
But how can you prove that the cigarettes was from Chicago? I mean, from Indiana.
Because of the state tax on them.
So I'm saying, how can you prove? Like, if I'm smoking a cigarette, that cigarette could have came from Virginia. How would anybody know that my cigarette is not an Indiana cigarette and it's not a Chicago cigarette.
That is true. That is true. But they will stop you and see, let me see a box of cigarettes and see what the state of Texas paid upon it. If y'all say passing out cigarettes that ain't got the Illinois state code on it, then you are in violation code 52.
Why?
Because you're selling
I was driving through Indiana and I bought me some cigarettes.
But then, right. Also,
you know what I mean? I'm driving.
I'm in Indiana. Somebody went to jail for having like 10 cartons of cigarettes in his back car, in his back seat, coming to Chicago from Indiana. But how about this? They even go to Tennessee, Dana, because it's cheaper in Tennessee than they are in Indiana.
How much money are they going to spend in gas trying to save some money on some cigarettes?
But it's an investment. You fill your tank up. You go buy about 36 cartons. They come back to Chicago. And you sell a cigarette for $1 each. You made your money back.
Are they selling cigarettes for $1 each?
Two for some spots, $1 each, two for $1 from places.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm too cheap. I really would have stopped smoking by then. I'm not paying $1 for that. Okay, I digress. Anyway.
I'm just saying. I go to Tennessee, it's cheaper to smoke reefer than to smoke cigarettes down the city. All you hear every day is, Blue squares. That's all you hear every day. Blue squares. You can't get away from it. And I say Democratic Party did it, Dana, because I say Democratic Party did it because they just passed a vote here in Chicago, and they just went. Now, before this vote just got passed, the figure was about 1080, Dana. They just passed a budget to add a 50-cent tax on cigarettes. Again, Dana, it's $10.80 for this bill just went through. Now, we're at $11.25 now for a pack of cigarettes, right? They're around $11.25 for a pack of cigarettes now. The Democratic mayors and the Democratic aldermen just passed that vote in the city. The Democratic County Board President also passed that budget. With a Democratic governor and a Democratic state rep and Democratic state senator, they all passed that. So when I say the Democrats got citizens out here making them illegal by going to the dope man to buy their cigarettes.
See, that just goes to show you that
That's just an attempt to put a
jab in the Democratic Party. Come on now, let's call a spade a spade.
All I'm saying is this, Dana.
It don't make sense. They raise taxes. I'm sorry, I had to take a drink. No one's raising taxes to make somebody make a dope man sell a cigarette and to make a person that cannot, for whatever reason, buy a pack of cigarettes for a full price or just maybe they're unwilling to. So no one's raising taxes so that the person that is unwilling to pay for a full pack of cigarettes can go to somebody that's selling single cigarettes for a bargain. No one's raising taxes for that.
Well, the fact of the matter is,
regardless of whether or not the taxes were raised, those same people would be selling those same cigarettes. And I'm going to tell you how I know. When I was in Chicago, however many years it was, I'm from Chicago. We used to say that people were bumming squares. That's what we said. Oh, yeah, they trying to bum a square. Oh, man. You'll never have no squares. Uh-uh. You got to give me some money on this next pack. So that next pack analogy has now transformed to, if you want a square, you got to pay so much money for it. So that's all it's just.
Two for a dollar, Dana. $2 for a dollar for a neighborhood, a dollar another neighborhood.
Yeah,
I said $2 for a dollar.
It's just a sign that the people who used to have a cigarette away for free are now becoming business people.
Right.
You're becoming business people.
Well, it's a drug game. The city done got everybody hooked on squares and raised the price up on them. They know black folks ain't got no cars to go to Indiana, Waukegan, or even suburbs to get them cheaper. Now, in the suburbs, they high in Chicago, they're cheap in the suburbs, they're dirt cheap in Indiana. You want to really get them cheap cigarettes, you go to Kentucky. They're trying to stop people ordering cigarettes online. They're trying to make all the money that they can because, like a dope dealer, they got everybody hooked on cigarettes. So what I'm saying is this, Dana.
What are you saying, Jamie?
It ain't bummer position. People ain't selling crack no more. They're selling loose squares now, Dana. It's funny that Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop, that was put out, I don't know, like, in last decade, last century, about him trying to sell a mafia dude a carload full of cigarettes. And I laughed at that, like, man, that's unbelievable. That is so true right now, that people are actually going out of town, stacking up cartons, alleys, selling them for dirt cheap value, like a bootleg whiskey. And that is a shame. But anyway, Dana, I'm out, enough of that. Now, I'm about to wrap it up. Because I'm so ratchet talk. I know what I was going to talk about today. I ain't going to talk about today at all. I'll do Trayvon. I don't really have a show at all because it's a holiday. I'm trying to get my holiday, taking my campaign kicked off, trying to help other people get on the ballot. But I'm glad you called. Long time since you've been on. I thought you was avoiding me because the Democrats bailed on Obama on that health care shit. But that's never said. That's all good and said and done.
That's not what you told me.
Dana, we had two minutes.
I want to come back. You told me you thought I wasn't coming back because they killed a dog off a Family Guy.
Ah! Dana, I wanted to talk about Brian. I'm mourning over Brian. Listen, in 200 seconds I got left, how you going to kill the character that talks to Stewie because Stewie's a baby? Who you going to talk to? That talks to Brian, because Brian's a drunk. Who you going to talk to? That talks to Lois, because Lois is into bestiality. And what's she going to do? Hey, now that Brian is on dope, he gets high. I mean, who are the kids going to talk to? Because the mom and the daughter offers that little woo-woo, you know, bestiality stuff. You know, but hey, where's it going to go? But I don't know. When they got rid of Cleveland, I thought the show was going to be going downhill. They survive without Cleveland. They might survive without Brian. But anyway, Dan, this is
how you
call it.
Own show, that's why.
Yeah, it does, but it's been a long time since I've seen that. But anyway, Dana, you're not cooking no turkey for Thanksgiving, but you're eating turkey. I take it.
No, you know, I'm actually out of town right now. I've been staying in a hotel for like the last 2 months. So I won't be cooking turkey. I will be going to some family members' houses for dinner. And so that's going to be my Thanksgiving.
Well, get on the Greyhound, come to Chicago, and I'll make your turkey sandwich. Well, listen, this is Jimmy's Underground Radio Network. I got my girl Dana, who's in the hotel. If anybody's in an undisclosed location with Dana, please give her a butterball turkey, deep fried in peanut oil, so she's going to understand how it tastes. Dana, anything else to my people before
I
let you go, please, ladies?
I got a lot to be thankful for, Jimmy. It's almost over.
Well, that's good. It is almost over, Dana. And this ain't my Thanksgiving Day show. I might do that tomorrow, Wednesday, and to everybody know what they should be thankful for. But I am thankful, I would say I am thankful to be alive, to have a breath, to have my parents, to have my grandparents, and to have lovely friends that call in here every day and contribute to my show, especially you, Dana, and my Mid-City people out there. This is Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Alex, say good night, and may God be with you always. Say good night, Dan.
Good night, Jimmy. Good night, Ebony. Good night, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, love you too, Dana. There it is, one.